Isn't it crazy how sometimes you can blink and you just feel like time has flown? I have been in a very unique season where there's just been a lot going on. I remember a few years back when someone would ask me, "When is your busy season?" And I used to only say, the fourth quarter and the first quarter seem to be the busiest, but then it has a nice break. I found myself more and more recently saying Q4, Q1, Q2. Really, the third quarter is calm. And it just seems like every month seems to fill itself up that now I don't know what a break would even be considered in a normal year for me. So the question is, how did all of those items sneak in? And what do we do about that? How do we keep hold of our time, our schedules, and really our sanity? Because if we're being honest, stress is a very real outcome of being so busy. And I don't want to be busy. I want to be productive. I want to be intentional. And yes, that sometimes means there's more things in my schedule than usual, but there is no award for being busy. Really, it just causes stress and chaos and craziness and genuine exhaustion, all of which is bad for our health all around, mental, physical, spiritual. So today, I want us to talk about everyday ways to minimize stress and be intentional with our time in order to increase our productivity, decrease our stress, and just feel like we are able to keep hold of our priorities even during the busy seasons. So whether you can relate or you know someone in your life who this would really serve them, let's go ahead and dive in. And remember at the end to share this with a friend. All right, let's go. Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits. For anyone who has listened to this podcast for a minute, you know that my episodes usually come out weekly. There has only been one time where that hasn't been the case. Last December, I feel like I blinked and an entire month passed by and I didn't put out a single episode. Was it stressful? Some, but honestly, I just knew the season that I was in and I had to give myself grace. The second time that has happened was this past month. Somehow, time has flown and it has been, well, let's just say more than a week before I has put out another episode. And I don't like that. It seems to be a 6-month cycle, give or take, that this occurs. I have a great routine and habit cycle that allows me to create content and be able to put it together so that it's ready to give to you for lessons and teaching and just value. But about every 6 months, there is a curveball from left field, and that has taken over really my habits and routines, and I get out of sync from what works for me. It's crazy because I teach you guys all the time different habits, different tips and tricks to be intentional, to own your time, and to navigate the stresses and curveballs that come our way. But that doesn't mean that I'm immune from them myself. So although I haven't been good about keeping my schedule weekly, I appreciate everyone's grace and I have really been leaning into what has been happening, what has taken hold and caused me, even amidst the abnormalities in my schedule and pace, to not stick to my priorities and schedule I've laid out and adapt accordingly in order to still do the things that I need to consistently. So today I want us to talk about everyday ways to minimize stress so that when things go crazy, you help minimize and limit the overwhelm And honestly, just keep your sanity, because what I've noticed for me this past month is I'm getting a lot done, which I'm grateful for, but I have been beyond exhausted, which has caused my immune system to be affected. And I feel like almost every week I've had some sort of cold, just needed additional rest, and it just does not feel good. So I hope these are valuable to you, and whether it's a season you're in, just came out of, or might be headed into, that you can apply these to your life, because honestly, there's no secret answer. It's really about intentionality and making choices in order to keep hold of what's important to you and just allow grace for the things that you might have to push off to another day or time, or learn to delegate. So some ways in my life that I honestly can't even say I realized that I tried to, what's a good way of putting it? Just minimize stress, because stress comes in so many different forms. And it actually took my mom to point out some of these, because I have just made them so natural that I don't even notice them anymore. So here's some examples that are going to sound extremely silly at first, but when you apply them, it actually saves you time and focus and energy and stress, so that you can put all of that somewhere else. So some ways that I do that in my life are, again, I'm gonna forewarn you, these might sound extremely silly, but they are effective. So some of them are when it comes to your wardrobe. So for example, for those of you that have socks of any kind, I have family members that love very loud, silly socks. And I'm not saying that they aren't fun, but if you want them to match when you put them away, or when you go to pull some in order to wear them, what does that take? That takes time. That takes focus. That also potentially may cause some stress, because when you can't find the matching one, what happens? Then you decide to pick a different pair and you have to look for that matching. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you would be amazed at how much time passes simply by looking for matching socks. Now, this example can be applied to anything, any kind of undergarments or anything that works for your world. But for me, it's socks. So if you go in my sock drawer, they're all the same kind of socks and they're all white. Why? So that when I wash them, they're all the same color. It doesn't take multiple loads. They all match. I can just pull them out and either pair them up or put them in the drawer. And I know when I need any, I can just pull two out and I'm all set. The amount of time I have saved, the amount of unnecessary stress that has been eliminated is incredible, because I have enough stress in my life. I don't need it when I go to look for a pair of socks. Let's just be honest. Another way is when it comes to things like your dishwasher. What does this mean? This means that when I first heard this example, I thought this person was extremely OCD and crazy until I tried it. The person I learned this from has 5 kids. And I thought, how can you be this OCD with 5 kids? Now, I'm not knocking anybody. These are just simple thoughts that go through my head because I didn't understand. My friend explained it to me. I tried it in my life and I'm never going back. So here it is. In your dishwasher, when you load it for things like silverware or cups, keep them together. Silverware is the easiest example. When you're loading your dishwasher, take a millisecond extra and put the forks together, put the spoons together, put the knives together. So in my dishwasher, there's a part that goes only for knives, there's a part for the spoons, and there's a part for forks. There's a part for straws, there's a part for just anything else. Like if you're baking, maybe the teaspoon measures that you have, there's all these different compartments in the dishwasher and they just go together. It's not hard. It's not hard to teach your family, and especially if they help do chores. You just say, oh, throw the knives in the back. The spoons go right here in the center. The forks go in the front. This little part right here, stick the straws. Once you put a few things in there, it sets a trend and you just realize, oh, there they go. But you're setting a habit. And so once that becomes a habit, it's very simple. You throw a knife in there, oh, it automatically goes to the back. You don't even have to think about it. Now, why is this helpful? Because when you go to empty the dishwasher, you're not getting a handful of silverware and having to sort it while you put it away. You just, whoop, grab the knives, put them in there. Grab the spoons, done. Forks, they're put away. Straws, put them in their place, done. I mean, you just cut your chore time with something like the dishwasher at least in half, if not more. Same thing with cups. All the cups go on the top shelf in my dishwasher on one side. And then things on the bottom, plates go one area, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just very simple. When I empty the dishwasher, it takes no time at all because things that go together are already together and can be put away faster. Plates, grab, stacked, done. I'm not having to take a plate from the left side and the right side and then the top shelf and the back. No, it's very extremely simple and it helps you stay organized, be more effective and efficient, and save your stress for places that it belongs, which might be work, might be things with the kids, sports, who knows, but it does not need to be things like your dishwasher. That should be such a quick and easy task to take care of. Things like getting dressed in the morning. I sometimes get stressed and it's not fun because maybe I'm overtired, maybe things aren't clean because I didn't do laundry, who knows. But for simple things like getting dressed, it can be as simple as pick your outfit the night before. Before you go to bed, walk in your closet or open the drawer, grab what you're going to wear and just lay it out. So in the morning, done. You're not having to stand in your closet. You're tired. Maybe you're stressed. Who knows? You already know what you're going to wear. Could be simple as your workout clothes. Maybe you're really trying to form a new habit. And right now, it's such a busy season that you're just like, this is not a good time to try and introduce this habit. And I'm going to challenge you. I actually think this is the best time because exercise, movement, it's so good for your blood flow. It's so good for your health, but it is also an incredible stress reliever. So busy seasons are actually a great time to include movement and exercise, not just for health, but also for stress relief. So figure out when the best time is. But when it comes to making it as easy as possible, you have to remove the obstacles. So how do we do that? We lay out our workout clothes the night before. We put them in a very easy place so we're not having to dig, oh, where are my leggings or my shorts or my shirt or my sneakers? It's in one place. You get up, you put them on, you go and work out. Done. Have a water bottle ready. Have your AirPods already laid, your playlist made, whatever it is. You need to figure out how to mainstream this whole process to cut down on time because it's so easy to plan to work out. You wake up at a certain time in order to work out, but then, oh, you're looking for a water bottle, you're filling it with ice, you are maybe looking for your other sneaker because it went somewhere under the sofa. Oh, I thought I had some clean leggings, but I can't seem to find any. Oh, let me go check the dirty clothes. Before you know it, at least 20 minutes have passed and you only allowed yourself 30 minutes to work out in order to then get ready for your day. So what happened? Well, we failed to plan. And so now all of our time went to trying to get ready to do the thing, but now we don't have time to do the thing. So now we're stressed because we woke up early, we didn't get done what we intended to. It's another day where we feel like we're already behind and it's only the morning, right? How awful does that sound? But how familiar, right? The amount of times that I can relate to that is incredible. And so I would encourage you to be intentional with your time and you're planning in ways to maximize your productivity and minimize your stress. There are countless other ways that we can apply these principles, but these are just some simple everyday ones so that in seasons like I am thankfully coming out of right now, when it's extra busy, we can be still incredibly productive, but we want our stress to be low because there's so much to do. There's so many people that need our time and attention, and we want to give them our best, not just with focus and value, but also our health, right? We can't perform at our best in the different situations if we aren't healthy. And so I would encourage you to apply these to your life every single day in ways that are valuable to your time. And let me know what you're doing. Let me know how you have incorporated these, some other ways that maybe we didn't talk about today that you found have been life-changing. I'd love to apply them in my life too. And if you're just not sure how to combat the overwhelm, how to get back on track with a schedule, or how to take hold of these challenges and these goals and just make them more realistic, grab one of my one-on-ones. You can go to Shannon Marquita, that's MarquetaCom. grab a one-on-one, grab a package. We can meet weekly, we can meet monthly. We really incorporate it to your schedule because all of this is about your goals and how to help you accomplish what is going to make you the most productive and the most effective and least stressed. Because I want the most for you in your life, and we can make this happen very simply, but we have to be intentional. So I hope you're having a great week. I'm so excited to be back into a routine and to get back on track together. I hope you're doing well. And can you even believe that it is May? I'm seriously mind blown, but I love it. And we are headed into summer. Hopefully you're getting some warm weather just like I am. And I will talk to you soon. If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's SHANNONMARQUETA. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly.com/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.